Hello and welcome to the Prem Glory Clan 2011 podcast. I'm your host Steve, and with me today is Joe. Say hello.
I'm here.
Kim.
Hi.
Billy. Hello. Red here.
Hello.
Hi, Red. Okay, we start with the headlines for this week. Biggest headline of the week, Ollie's been sacked. Nathan, he's lost three in a row. And thirdly, the title race is on. So if we start with a roundup of the week. Well, Davey's been missing in action for some time now. We've not really had much contact with him, but there's a rumour he might be about to join the clan, but he's not played a part at all this season. Moving on to Will. Not quite sure what's happening with Will. He's been in and out of the clan so far. But needs to say, this season, he's been sacked by Exeter. He's then resigned from his next job at Tranmere. He's now unemployed. And it's looking unlikely that he'll return to the clan. Thirdly, Stuart. He's in League 2 as well. And he's proven himself to be something of a lower league king, having had three promotions in four seasons with Charlton. And this is his first full season with Shrewsbury. And he's chasing the playoffs. Then on to Belly. He's putting off his inevitable mid-season slump to remain in the automatic promotion places. He's currently in second on 60 points, just 3 points ahead of fourth-placed Oxford. After 8 seasons in League 2, can he finally go out the right end? Moving on to League 1. Johnny's finding it tough in League 1, just 1 point off the relegation zone. But out of the relegation zone he is. He looks set for a tough fight to the end as he got the bollocks to stay up. On to last season's League 2 champion, Joe. He has his Watford team safely mid-table in League 1 obscurity in mid-table. 10 points from the drop zone, 10 points from the playoffs, and it looks like he'll meander along to the finish line. Paul's going slightly better in League 1. He's just 6 points off the playoffs. It looks a little out of his reach at this stage, but he'll be pretty pleased with how things have gone this season. Into the Championship, and all on his lonesome once more, is Gaia. He's made a fairly good run at promotion, but he slipped back from his early lofty position of second and third, and down and out of the playoffs into ninth position. He'll have to bridge a gap of 4 points if he wants to make the playoffs and try and go up. Into the Premier League, and Fred, unfortunately, is down in 19th with just 22 points. However, this hides the true picture of no wins, 2 draws and 16 losses in his last devastating 18 games. And Fred,
14 losses.
14 losses at Fred, I stand corrected.
Yeah.
Well, you're well and truly in the midst of a death slide, and the question is whether you can arrest things and
say... No. It was actually 12 losses.
12 losses, it was getting better all the time.
I've gone 14 games without a win. I had 6 wins, 2 draws and 6 losses. And I've drawn 2 and lost 12 since then.
Well, thanks for putting us right. You're only 2 points from safety, and we'll have a proper chat about how you're doing in a bit, Fred. On to Steve. Another in a death slide, going from 2nd down to 11th, but with 42 points, he should be safe and sound, having built a decent Sheffield Wednesday team from League 1. It's unlikely he'll get sacked any time soon. On to Oliver. Like Steve, he was in a lofty 2nd position at one stage of the season. Now he sits in 6th. Scratch that, Chelsea sit in 6th, 10 points from 2nd, over £100 million in debt, but Ollie, he sits in the dole queue. Mike has raced up the table into 5th against all expectations in his first season in charge at Arsenal. He's even threatened to enter the title race, but he slipped back after 2 successive defeats. He can still claim a Champions League place and really manoeuvre Arsenal into a position to challenge. Jim, he's at Liverpool, he's under pressure and the butt of a few jokes from the clan earlier in the season, but he sneaked up the table and into the title race, sitting in 3rd, just 5 points behind Nathan. He's currently unbeaten in his last 9 games. My tip for a dark horse earlier this season, Kim's Kids, have Newcastle flying up the table and into 2nd position, just 4 points behind Nathan. He's close that gap right down and in for a shot at the impossible of winning the league. Finally on to Nathan. Mr. Invincible looks a little shaky right now. He lost three in a row to Jim, Mike and then Steve. However, he's fought back by winning his last two league games and is still out clear in front by 4 points. So, lads, if we can discuss some of the talking points this season. Not much going on in League 2, so we'll skip that. League 1, a bit dull. Gaia, he's dropping down, so I think all the action's in the Premier League. But I think it'd be a bit unfair not to get a quick thought from Belly, who's actually second position, which is uncharted territory for Belly. How do you think it's going so far, Belly?
Going well. I want to keep it quite low-key, so I don't want to see how well I'm going, and then only to blow it at the final hurdle. So I want to sort of stay in the background, if you know what I mean.
Well, what do you think about it?
Say
that again, please.
Highlighting it, case in the, of the inevitable happening, and you just slipping out down to the playoffs and losing.
Has he not got something of a track record for that, Jeff? Well, we'll come back to Belly later in the show. If we look at Gaia in the Championship, Kim, what do you think of Gaia this season? He was right up there in second early on, and now he's in ninth.
Yeah, I think he might get the sack if he don't turn it around sooner rather than later. I know he's a newly promoted side, but it is QPR, and they are heavily investing in the side, so I think they're not too keen on staying in that position. But being as it is his first season up, I don't think he will be sacked quite yet. But if he starts slipping further on down the table, he might find himself alongside Ollie in the dog queue.
Not likely, Kim. His expectation is 20th.
Yeah, I was going to say, Joe, and he's expected to finish 20. If he's just come up, surely he's got a decent enough reputation that they'd forgive him for how things are going at the moment.
Nope.
Why are you so adamant about that, Kim?
Because it's Gaia. Either he's going to get sacked, he's going to lose his temper and his stamina, and he'll just, well, I'm fed up of this club, and just leave. But Gaia always seemed to get something wrong, and off he goes. So don't underestimate the power of Gaia when it comes to consolidating into oblivion.
Yeah, I'll add to that, but I think Gaia did that with Scunthorpe because they were a small club, but QPR are a different animal.
He did that with Wigan on FM10. He did that with all the clubs he had on FM10.
Wigan are a small club.
He started off good, then he just faded away because he decided to sell all his players, or he just decided to buy every single name he could get his hands on. So, yeah.
Well, let's move on to...
He didn't really have a big club.
Send that again, please, Joe.
QPR is
on Football Manager 10. He didn't really have any sort of big club. I mean, about the biggest he had was West Ham.
Yeah, and won the league, and then he bottled it.
Yeah, well, he's done quite well with West Ham, and then seems to lose interest pretty rapidly. And you're saying you think that he'll do that with QPR, don't Kim?
Yeah, without a doubt. I can't see him staying there for more than 3-4 seasons.
Well, we'll monitor Gaia's profile.
Interest, I thought that people caught up with him.
Well, people did catch up with him, and maybe he did lose interest. We'll have to get some words with from the man himself and report back in a future podcast. If we move up to the Premier League, and the man completely out of form, dropping to the bottom of the table, Fred, 19th position. You were just talking earlier about how things are going. So do you want to say a few words about this season so far?
Started flying, beating all the teams I wanted to beat if I were to survive. And then something happened. I can't explain it. Everything just... From the 15 game from forward, everything's going wrong.
Is it any coincidence that a new patch came out around that time, Fred? Has that had any effect on your tactics?
Playing-wise, it hasn't, but I don't know if they've made the difference between better players and worse players bigger. Maybe they have, I don't know. Because that's what it feels like now.
Oh, don't play the blame game with me, lads. You all know it as well as I do. This is bad management. Come on.
Bad management from Fred. I'd never hear it, Kim. He's one of the most consistent and successful managers for small teams I think we've ever seen.
Yeah? Well,
Issues now, I probably can't... I mean, if you take the last game I played, I had the game controlled. It's been like that in many of the games I've actually had in this bad form streak, but I just can't seem to win. I concede stupid goals. My goalkeepers keep getting own goals for some stupid reasons. And
well, I'm just telling you, Fred, you better be not be in need of points coming into your last game because you're playing me at my ground.
Yeah. Here's my question for Fred.
Another issue is that I only have one striker. The other two are long-term injured.
Fred, here's my question. Why did you pay $4.2 million for Ben Foster?
That's what I'm wondering too.
See what
Fred, I was desperate for a goalkeeper.
Fred, I seem to recall somebody saying that Ben Foster was, and I quote, your angel and saviour. Do you still think that?
No.
I'm going to
put him on the bench for the next couple of games because he's been as terrible as Kirkland was. And so now he's back to Paul Robinson.
In seven games, Ben Foster has conceded 23 goals.
Yeah, he conceded 9 goals in the first two.
Yeah, he's got an average of...
Kirkland and Foster's been literally conceding every attempt at goal.
Yeah, but do you think it's all about the goalkeepers then?
No.
My
defense has been horrible too.
Yeah?
But the last game, I mean, that game, my defense was actually performing. They only got one good chance and they scored it. And they scored a corner where my goalkeeper put it in his own net.
Well, Fred, if we look at the snapshot of the league table after 13 games...
And I had 8-9 on the target and I only scored 2.
Fred, if we go back to the league table after 13 games, Wigan was sat in 11th, played 13, won 5, drawn 2, lost 6, scored 15 goals but conceded 29 goals. So whilst you're in that lofty position, was not the writing on the wall there that with a negative 14 goal difference that perhaps you might start to struggle?
Yeah.
So, the question everyone is
Asking... Well, at that point, I conceded a lot of goals against the top teams, but I won and kept it... But I won narrow wins against the lower table teams.
So, do you think you can stay up this season, Fred? Do you think it'll have you? Do you have it in yourself to...
It could be possible, actually, because now I will have some better teams, but I really needed to win the last game.
Yeah, it is.
And considering that I seem to be out of all luck, I don't know. But
Joe, have you ever found yourself in such a death slide before?
Not quite such a death slide, as Benny just said to me off recording. More like never got off the ground, losing the first 12 games.
And how do you get yourself out of such a run of results, such as 12 defeats in a row?
Bit of luck. Essentially, you need a bit of luck, and once the confidence is back, you can start picking up.
So, what do you think Fred needs to do? Is it changing personnel, changing tactics, team bonding a weekend away in the Lake District?
You're losing that many games in such a thing. There's obviously something wrong with the tactic. It's simple as that. Change your tactic.
No.
Sometimes the tactic's working perfectly fine and just suddenly stops working.
What's wrong with the tactic and all that shows you?
He's obviously conceding too many goals. He needs to stop the rot conceding goals.
There is something wrong with the tactic,
Fred. And when I look at the schedule now, I actually have a very easy schedule if you... In the end, Steve dying just, end of the season, actually.
Steve just said it himself. The tactic was working well, and suddenly it just stops working. So, as Joe says, change your tactic.
Yeah, I totally agree. It does not work, the tactic, when you've conceded 75 goals. That's, yes, your players might not
the
have...
The thing
been
is, I've already changed tactics. I mean, when I've gone up against some teams, I've changed to a defending tactic, and my team just can't defend.
Yeah. Well, when you said you had an easy route, well, a fairly easy route left.
The games I've conceded the most in is actually the ones I've changed my tactic.
Yeah. But going back to your
and gone to a more defensive approach, so I can't play defensive because I would concede even more.
Well, if we move away from Fred, for example, I'm in a similar slide at the moment with Sheffield Wednesday, and it's absolutely ridiculous that my team's playing really well against the top sides, but just losing to teams that should be beating 5 or 6-0. And my view of getting out of this is to go back to a very rigid, very boring, very defensive, old-fashioned, simplistic tactic away from the more complex formations that have brought me success last season. You any suggestions, Kim?
Yeah, I think you're moving in the right direction, but as I was going to say to Fred, when things just suddenly stop working, it might be different things. You might have key players out, you might have a dip in form on some players, and you just have to keep working it and changing it around until it works again. But when it comes to you, I think maybe the mentality of your players, they became overconfident, and now their morale is really poor. So I think you have to do some team bonding there, Steve, and get the morale back up and get a couple of decent results. I totally agree with you. Don't play any fancy dancy football. Just try and get another result and get the morale back up. And I think you'll see yourself back up the table in no time.
Well, if we move on to the third person in trouble and strife at the moment, Ollie, just being sacked by Chelsea. What went wrong there, Joe?
Simple, a rambunctious lunatic.
Well, he's not the lunatic, only spent 200 million. He's 100 million in debt, and he's got a sixth place to show for it. He's out in the cups. He doesn't have any Champions League. He doesn't have any Europa League. So tell me, how is it ludicrous to sack someone who's only in sixth place after spending 200 million?
Why has he been in the job for him?
Well, if we can get some words from Ollie himself, written only a week ago, he says, well, this season has turned out to be amazing. I started out hoping I might snatch a Euro spot, as I have nigh on a totally new side playing for me. But, however, we are doing really well. Currently sit second, joint top. I wonder if we continue this for the remainder of the season. What happened there, Belly?
Well, a bit like yourself and Fred, he had a bit of a slide, didn't he? And unlike you and Fred, he didn't really have the space and the rep to where he could afford a slide. The only thing I would say is, has he really been given enough time? Because I think he's only been there 12 months?
Yeah, 12 months.
But also, the media expectation was 8th place. He's in 6th. What's the problem?
Because of more expectations is higher, Joe, especially after spending 200 million and being 106 million in debt. If Abramovich doesn't go in with money, they're going bankrupt.
All he's asked his board for 211 million to spend it all, hasn't he?
Mm-hmm.
and the club finances are now listed as being okay, which we know from Fred's experience last season, that can quickly turn into administration.
Yeah, and I think that the main problem that Chelsea's had, if you look at the stats, they've played 28 games. They've won 15, that's okay. Scored 60 goals, that's good. He's only drawn 2, but he's lost 11 games. So he's in a similar form that I was in the last season. I couldn't turn any losses into draws at all, and his away form is appalling, really. He's lost 7 away, so he's not doing too well away. That's his main issue.
But he's got a good rep, and he'll get a good job, no doubt.
You think?
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, let's look at the top of the table. Let's look at the top of the table. We've got Nathan top on 61 points, Newcastle second 57, Liverpool third on 56, Man United fourth on 55. Fred, do you think there's a title race on for the first time?
Might be.
Can anyone catch Nathan?
Because he's not... He seems to have a problem with keeping his team consistent at the moment.
Oh, you got any confidence in catching Nathan and closing the gap?
And he's both got the FA Cup and Champions League to focus on.
That's exactly it, Fred, doesn't it? It depends on how long he stays in those other competitions. The longer he stays in those other competitions, the more fit it will be to him in the league.
But there is also a but here. If you look at his schedule, there are not that many super tough games left.
Because he's played most of them and lost them. He's lost 3 in a row to Jim, me and Mike.
Yeah, but you're the tough teams.
Exactly. He doesn't have too many tough teams left. So,
He's got Kim away. He's got United at home.
Man United. Unless he should win all of them.
But he should have won at Sheffield Wednesday, and he didn't.
Chelsea
away. Because you're playing with a little strange mentality.
So, could this be the season that Nathan is actually caught by somebody else for once?
No.
Okay. If we move on to the final feature for this week's podcast, part 3, and look at the manager of the week. Now, this isn't an award. This is just a focus on one particular manager. And this week, we're looking at Belly, our very own Adrian. He started FM11 with Charlton in League One, but he says he had a disastrous spell in charge because the club's finance was such that he couldn't manoeuvre in the transfer market and had both hands tied behind his back. But we think this is a lame excuse proffered by Belly, as it was quickly shown to be complete bollocks by Stu's rapid ascent with the same team to the Premier League with 3 promotions in 4 seasons. What have you got to say about your start, Belly?
I wouldn't say it was an issue to do with the transfer market, because I don't generally go into the transfer market that often. I'd say it's more an issue of swapping my tactics around too often.
But you were whinging about your debt and stands being shut and having to sell players, weren't you?
Well, I was saying how much Charlton were in debt, the biggest effect it had is wages. I couldn't offer contracts to my existing players. I mean, I'm not like the likes of Mike and Ollie going and buying 10, 20 players a season. You think you know that by now. But when you can't even offer your existing players a contract, you know you've got a problem.
What do you think about his first couple of seasons, Kim?
Well, I think he was lucky not to get sacked earlier by Charlton. As well was Mike and a couple of others in the first season. But in the end, they had no choice. It took a team tip for promotion down the league. And he had a rough start, but I think he's found his home in League 2. He's been there for quite some time now, and
he
enjoys it.
Well, after Charlton, he then went to Stockport County in the first season. They were relegated, so were Charlton. He was sacked twice by Charlton and Stockport County and left adrift in the bottom of the Hall of Fame's points table. Since then, he went to York, had a couple of good seasons, successfully fended off relegation, quietly getting on with the job there, weren't you, Belly?
Yeah, did well at York. I'll go back to Stockport, though. I think I was the first manager to lose my job, so I was the first manager to try and apply for a new job, so I didn't actually know if I could get another job, which is why I took Stockport. So knowing what we know now, maybe I wouldn't have taken that job. And that would have obviously helped the Hall of Fame points. But, yeah, obviously went to York, and that's when I found my tactic, which I'm using now, which is successful. To be honest, since I've got that, I've improved every season, apart from one which I know I've made an error on. But
yeah, but you've beat it at Port Vale, haven't you? You've got the Port Vale job, decent-sized team for League 2, great expectations, and you even flirted with the playoffs in 2016. But you were dropped off into 12th last season. How on earth did you keep your job? You were predicted second, weren't you?
I was predicted. probably because I didn't spend any money, because I didn't have any to spend, and probably because I spent about two or three seasons before them and I'd improved them every year. But I think the problem is because Joe was up there and Paul was up there, I thought I had to go and get some loans in, which I did, and that just completely upset the rhythm of the team, and I did a bit of a nosedive like you and Fred. But as you can see, I haven't done that this season, and I'm just sticking with my squad, and I'm well, you can see I'm second, and hopefully I'll be there when we finish.
Well, you've had 8 seasons in League 2, Billy. You've never been promoted, sacked twice, relegated twice. Your record reads played 397, 136 of those games, drew 105 games, lost 156 games, scored 575 goals, conceded 612 goals, and this is the worst record of all the active clan managers, and you're adrift at the bottom of the Hall of Fame with minus 22 points. Can you ever see him getting promoted, Joe?
Well, accidents can happen.
Is this the year, Kim?
Yeah, I think so, and I hope so, because it took a long time on FM10 to get Belly settled in and really start pushing for it. Didn't really happen until the very last couple of seasons on FM10, so it would be a good time to see Belly climbing up the ladder and slowly getting himself into the correct position, so he doesn't only have one season in the top spots before the game ends.
Now, Johnny, is it true that Belly's the father you never wanted? No response from Johnny.
I'm going to speak for a minute here, yeah. Yeah.
Well, Joe, do you think if we carry on for another 21 20 seasons, that there's any chance that Belly might ever get promoted all the way to the Premier League?
No.
You've got any confidence in your own ability, Billy?
I'm confident I'll get there either with Port Vale or with a bigger team at the end of the day.
So you'll make it all the way to the Premier League then, Billy?
That's it.
Hope to see you there.
Yeah,
cheers, lads.
Definitely.
We'll see you next week.
Cheers.